Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. And so let's get into some of these articles. The issues or the subjects that I mentioned that all pour into that funnel. These are visions that bad guys have had for a long time, I would say, in keeping with their father, the devil, to remake the world in their own image. It's a very arrogant, very prideful kind of thing. You know, we can do amazing things and we can make the world better. Not really. And it's fascinating to me. This is an addiction like so many other things that feeds on itself, and you can't actually. And so technocrats are notorious for tinkering. You know, they create problems and then they say, that's okay. You know, we have a solution for that. We can fix that. And it's a very disingenuous, in other words, dishonest and untrue argument, but they make it nonetheless so that they can continue on, you know, like a naughty child, basically. No, that's okay. I can fix it. We'll fix it. So where we are now, we have this situation, this coronavirus, so-called coronavirus deal, and we're led to believe that it's a genuine pandemic and that folks like Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and so forth have our best interests at heart and in mind. And most of us believe that nothing could be further from the truth. So here are three stories, articles, or what have you, that I think amply illustrate the fraud and deception that are afoot. This first entry, and again, these are just three that were sent to me by one friend in particular over the weekend. This first is a study. You can find it at clinicaltrials.gov, COVID-19 Vaccine Messaging, Part 1. This is a study that was first posted July 7, 2020. And remember, I've talked about Johns Hopkins doing this back in, I believe it was 2015. And you can find that paper, which I talked about, and that's not the first entry, but basically Johns Hopkins studying how can we get people, how can we manipulate and coerce people into taking vaccines? And they said, you know, we created an app for it, and we asked our trial group, our control group, to use the app, and we studied their responses to the messaging from the app. And so what were the ways that we could pressure and coerce people? Is it individual guilt? Is it your guilt? Is it societal guilt and group guilt? Is it, you know, economic influence, or, you know, some kind of benefit or something? Can we give you a tchotchke? What is it that we can do that will most effectively get the group to adopt vaccines in larger numbers? So this is a thing that's been studied. So in this trial, again, clinicaltrials.gov, I read the disclaimer in the last hour. Safety and scientific validity of this study is the responsibility of the study sponsor and investigators. Listing a study does not mean it has been evaluated by the U.S. federal government. Wonderful little washing of the hands, you know, plausible deniability. Oh, we didn't know that's what they were doing. You're trying to manipulate people. We didn't realize that's what they were doing. So the trial is titled COVID-19 Vaccine Messaging, Part 1. Now listen to this. Again, sponsored by Yale, information provided by Yale University. Do you recall what Dinesh D'Souza and Candace Owens discussed about the Ivy League schools? Do you recall the story of the two Ivy League graduate Boston attorneys who, or excuse me, Brooklyn attorneys who found themselves in hot water during the recent so-called protest riots when they threw Molotov cocktails into an NYPD squad car? Do you remember Candace Owens and Dinesh D'Souza talking about how the Ivy League institutions are the worst? I've talked about how, you know, Mike Huckabee said it best, to create havoc in the world, you need the intellectual spark and the underclass fuel, is the way that he put it. And so Andrew Breitbart warned us about this, you know, the silver ponytail, and how he thought when he left Tulane, he thought he left the silver ponytail, only to discover that the silver ponytail is everywhere, that silver ponytail influence. And he talked about Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and the Weather Underground and the influence, you know, the cultural Marxists and these kinds of things really everywhere. And it's cultural hegemony. Like I said last week, that's what we're seeing. And nowhere do you find it more than in the Ivy League institutions. One of the entries that is most astounding to me that I haven't talked about for a while, but I just thought it was astonishing. I've talked about the distinction. You know, if you don't understand Frank Kitson and the counter gang concept, go listen to Webb Tarpley talk about that. But the Wahhabi Salafi Deobandi contingent, you know, since the 1740s, Wahhabism has been a very effective social virus to create social change. And British intelligence identified it pretty early on and sort of incorporated it into the arsenal of low-intensity operations and color revolution, so to speak. And it's been used very effectively ever since. And Operation Cyclone is the CIA's most notable entry, perhaps, of incorporating Wahhabism as a social virus for many different purposes. And Wahhabism is distinct from traditional Sunni Islam. It's very radical, puritanical, fundamentalist. Wahhabi, Salafi, Deobandi folks usually believe, you know, and this gets to Philip Haney. He studied a lot of this stuff, and that's a different conversation for a different day, perhaps. But, you know, his departure from DHS and See Something, Say Nothing, his book, and his suspicious recent death, untimely. But the Wahhabi Salafi Diobandi contingent, you probably, if you've listened to this broadcast for any length of time, you recall me reading from the Salafi movement Wikipedia entry, which subsequently, which, you know, was altered, and the section I used to read has been edited out. I wonder why, because Salafism is responsible for the violent jihadi acts. You know, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Taliban, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, et cetera, et cetera. These are Wahhabi and Salafi groups. There's the Saudi Arabia issue, you know, the deal between Ibn Abd al-Wahhab, the father of Wahhabism, and the House of Saud that goes back to the 1740s, coming forward to Saudi Arabia, and again, British intelligence using this as a way to, you know, and Saudi Arabia is, since it's the official religion of Saudi Arabia, to legitimize this, which is a very bizarre thing. But the example, getting back to Yale University, you know, this Wahhabism, Salafism, Diobandism is a problem. You know, I would say it's a scourge. I would say it's a social virus. And, you know, the weaponizing of religion, so to speak. But you will recall that if you've listened to this broadcast for any length of time, I used to talk about the $10 million grant by a Saudi billionaire with strange ties to forces dark and mysterious forces. Saudi billionaire, $10 million grant to Yale University for the creation of an Islamic studies program, they said. This is for Islamic studies, but really it's Wahhabism. It's Wahhabi studies. And I said when that program was created, we'll see what happens. But my bet is that we see, you know, Al-Qaeda radicals basically cranked out of Yale University. And, you know, folks that sound like Osama bin Laden coming out of Yale. And sure enough, I read some of the papers that these kids were, the graduates were writing, some of their graduate thesis, for example, graduate theses, and they do. They sound like, you know, little Al-Qaeda terrorists, little ISIS terrorists coming out of Yale University. So just to validate the point that Candace and Dinesh made in that interview, this is not a new subject, and it dates back generations. People who've studied this know, and so I'll leave it at that. So from Yale, a study to manipulate people. Again, the title is COVID-19 Vaccine Messaging, Part 1, and into the study. The study description, I'll just read from this entry. Brief summary. This study tests different messages about vaccinating against COVID-19 once the vaccine becomes available. So we're sure that apparently we're absolutely certain that there is going to be a vaccine available. How are these? You know, it's what they call in sales the assumptive close. When the vaccine becomes available, how do you know a vaccine will be available? So this study tests different messages about vaccinating against COVID-19 once the vaccine becomes available. No concern about safety or so-called efficacy or any of that kind of stuff. Just, you know, how can we manipulate people? Let me continue. Participants are randomized to 1 of 12 arms, with one control arm and one baseline arm. We will compare the reported willingness to get a COVID-19 vaccine, and at three and six months of it becoming available between the 10 intervention arms to the two control arms. Study participants are recruited online by Lucid. How perfect. Which matches census-based sampling in online recruitment. Now, again, when I think, you know, census, I think of the census that's happening now and the ACORN contingent paired with, and, you know, the reemergence of ACORN with Susan Rice and Chelsea Clinton and other folks, other radical, you know, Weather Underground connected folks, the Obama contingents, the reemergent Obama contingent, pushing on this, and also, you know, again, the Hollerith machine concept of using this kind of data in precisely the fashion that Yale is doing here in this study, COVID-19 messaging. So you can read the little columns here, condition or disease. First column, condition or disease. Second column, intervention / treatment. And then finally, phase. So under condition or disease, vaccination, COVID-19. And that's interesting. Is that a disease? The vaccine is a disease. I digress. And so vaccination and COVID-19. In the first column, intervention and treatment, second column. And in that column, it reads other control message, other baseline message, other personal freedom message, other economic freedom message. These are the messages they're testing. So control message, baseline message, personal freedom message, economic freedom message, self-interest message, community interest message, economic benefit message, guilt message, embarrassment message, anger message, trust in science message, not bravery message. So those are the messages that they're testing in this COVID-19 vaccine messaging study. Hopefully that makes sense. And it's an interventional clinical trial with 4,000 participants randomized. And so in the model description, it reads, in this study, 2 of 15 participants, 2/15 of participants, excuse me, will be assigned to a control message, bird feeding passage, 3/15 of sample to a baseline vaccine message, and 1/15 to each of the 10 other treatment arms. And so the official title of the study is Persuasive Messages for COVID-19 Vaccine Uptake, a Randomized Controlled Trial Part 1. And the study start date is July 3rd, 2020. Primary completion date, July 8, 2020. Study completion date, July 8, 2020. So 5 days worth of data, 4,000 people, and this is kind of a weird study, like all of these kinds of studies, very manipulative in the way that they approached it and massaged their data, lies, damn lies, and statistics. But I just want to read some of this to give you an idea of what is happening. This is unbelievable to think that these kinds of things are happening. And I realize that to read charted information or something that's in you know, rows and columns of information is difficult to follow on the radio, especially if you can't see it. I encourage you to go look for yourself, but I'll read some of this, the rest of it, and you decide. I mean, why would you need to do this? If it's a good thing, why is Johns Hopkins, why is Georgetown, why is Oxford, why is Yale studying how to manipulate people to take something that's a good thing? Isn't that kind of a rhetorical question? Stick around. I'll be right back.
your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris. You know, while the entire world is looking at COVID, and they should, we're looking at the manipulations going on. There's some things going on in the background I think we need to be aware of. For instance, I believe that different segments of the economies are being consolidated. I know for a fact that the Anderson Group and Marathon Petroleum have entered into an agreement. It may even be a merger. Marathon has they've got out of petroleum distribution. They're in terminaling and exploration, refining, but they've got out of the stores. Marathon stores have been purchased by Pilot Corporation. Pilot Flying J, Marathon Speedway are now together. Marathon Speedway drivers are basically going to be out of work. And somehow in there, 7-Eleven is in with Marathon Speedway and Pilot Flying J. And what's interesting, Chris, is that 7-Eleven's based out of Dallas, Texas. They've got over 70,000 locations. When you put that with Pilot Flying J and the Speedway stores that are soon to probably be reflagged as Pilot stores, you're looking at the energy being monopolized.
Legally. Yeah.
Quietly.
Bigly.
While we're concerned with COVID, and we should be, there's still things that are going on in the financial markets. So it'd be interesting, you know, other areas besides energy. Food, are there some mergers going on that we're not aware of, where it's going to be in the hands of a very few number of corporations? Yeah. Not only are they lining up the American people to be controlled and literally turned into more than debt slaves, to be zombified with vaccines and whatnot.
Yeah.
They're setting the world economy up. People are getting rich off of the Chinese masks. People are being told they've got to wear to go into Walmart or Home Depot or Kroger are made in China.
Of course.
Is being blamed. You know, it's kind of like the ribbons that were being put on the cars back during the first Gulf War. We support our troops that were made in China while we were flying our U.S. flags made in China, while we were decking our Christmas trees with lights made in China. So it'd be interesting to see what else is going on. We need to be aware. That's basically the message I have. I don't want to take away from what you're doing because you're giving a lot of good information. But to the listeners, we need to be looking for that as well. Because when it comes down to it, the mom and pops, if the cities fall apart, Chris, in some sort of a civil unrest, you're not going to need gasoline in the downtown areas. You're not going to need gasoline in the suburbs. The only ones that are going to be on the road are the ones that are allowed to do so, and you're going to be going to a travel center right off the road, get back on, and go on about your business. If you're elite, they'll let you travel. The others, they'll let you stay in the city and kill one another. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. I don't mean to sound doom and gloom, but it's beginning to look like we're literally not in Kansas anymore. I mean, we have fallen down the rabbit hole. I'd like to get your thoughts before I hang up because I just kind of elaborate maybe for a minute.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You know, something else. Yeah. I mean, and another weird sort of component of this is what is happening at local levels. I actually had an opportunity to talk with Dave Von Kleist yesterday, and I met him for the first time, actually. Talked to him, and he was headed to a Whitefish City Council meeting. And, you know, I've talked about Whitefish as a microcosm of America. And, you know, these things have been happening for a long time. Like you said, you know, you won't be allowed to stop. You know, these from the 50s, you know, when the interstate system was created and people traveling the country and seeing America and, you know, that kind of thing. That's supposed to be a bygone concept. I'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around, folks. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life. Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. So comments on your points, John, absolutely. You know, it's a thing that's been happening for a long time. We heard at the, was it the 1992 Rio Earth Summit that, you know, Dr. Michael Kaufman said, Murray Strong and friends want to rewild the North American continent. And, you know, all of the red areas on the map they presented are the areas that they think should be rewilded. In other words, should not be occupied by people. And basically it's the entire interior of the North American continent. America, Canada. And so, you know, this is a thing they've been pushing for quite some time, and it wasn't new then. This was just sort of a formal declaration of this agenda that also ties into the stuff I was talking about with the Club of Rome earlier. But they've been pushing to close off the interior of America for a long time and push people out into the remaining folks who, you know, they will allow to exist out into the coastal areas on either coast. And you can see what you're talking about happening over the years. I think of like what happened in Sandpoint, for example, as we see, you know, the decline of certain areas and then the gentrification of places. You know, along with the gentrification comes the remaking and the technocratic smart grid type stuff. And in Sandpoint, you know, it used to be, Sandpoint, Idaho used to be a really cool place that people would pass through on their way to somewhere else, and they'd stop and they'd visit the local shops and things like that. And then Walmart said, hey, you know, since you guys are doing this initiative, a kind of a semi-gentrification of the area, we'll give you a bunch of money to maybe reroute the highway a little bit. We know that you need to do some road work and stuff, and so we'll give you some money for that. And by the way, we're just going to build one of our super centers here along the way. And now basically the freeway dumps off at Walmart, and you kind of bypass the local town and all of those little shops that people used to go to. You can still go, but it's difficult. It's counterintuitive to get there, and I think most people would just pass by before they realize they'd done that. And if you're headed toward Washington, if you're headed west, then you cross the bridge, and before you know it, you've passed through Sandpoint. And so I wonder how many people go through there and say, well, you know, maybe we'll stop on the way back or something like that. But now we've crossed the bridge, there's no easy place to turn around. And
it's similar to what happened with Route 66. Now, to go back to the point with energy, you know, in Davidson County, Tennessee, Nashville area, there's 8 fuel terminals that are operating within the county. But yet, out in the county that I live in, they have just announced that they're building a 150-acre super terminal for refined fuels distribution. Right off the interstate, naturally, literally a half a mile off of the interstate.
Of course, and a half a mile is a long way.
Right.
The way that they do these things now.
People are complaining because they're going through the country, you know, people that have been here generations. But what I see happening, Chris, is that if you don't need gas in the city, you don't need the oil terminals. That's prime riverfront property. Even though it's contaminated, you close up the terminals, and it's literally 35 miles outside of town. Why would you do that if you're wanting to distribute fuel to the city? Why would you put the terminal 35 miles from your majority of your sales? Thousands of gas stations in Nashville, and you're gonna put your terminal 35 miles away, unless you're going to supply everything west of Nashville towards Memphis, and then maybe along the interstates. You know, it'd be interesting to see if this is happening in other areas. Mm-hmm. Are they moving the terminals out of the city?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're vulnerable in the city. If people can't get gas, the terminal becomes vulnerable. It becomes a target if they don't have a car, you know. I mean, I don't know. I'll leave it at that. I just see things happening, and I'm wondering with communications, you know, what? I'm old enough to remember Mott Bell being broke up, and now they're merging. You know?
Me
they're
too.
Going back.
Yeah.
So I'll leave it at that. Just keep your eyes
all right,
open
well,
and trust God.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
all right, thank you.
Thank you, John. Much appreciated. In addition to the three things, I need to mention those real quick, and then we'll push through. Every day it seems like more gets left on the table than gets mentioned.
So, Jeremy Rifkin, the Zero Marginal Cost Society.com. Let's see. So he's changed it a little bit. Where's the video? Video's gone? Used to have the video on the front page of his website that I was referring to. 10-minute interview. So, you know, other best-selling books, The Third Industrial Revolution by Jeremy Rifkin. That was 2011. And, of course, now we're in the Fourth Industrial Revolution, according to Klaus Schwab. Now, formidable new technology infrastructure, Jeremy Rifkin writes, the Internet of Things is emerging. So here is, I think, does this mention it? Let me see if it does. Well, just the on the About the Book page, you will find this. In the Zero Marginal Cost Society, New York Times bestselling author Jeremy Rifkin describes how the emerging Internet of Things is speeding us to an era of nearly free goods and services, precipitating the meteoric rise of a global collaborative commons and the eclipse of capitalism. Remember how Patrick Wood has continually reminded us that the technocratic vision is the real grand technocratic vision is not just, you know, all of these tchotchkes and efficiency, you know, Jack Welch kind of efficiency, and you, you know, employ efficiencies, fire the bottom 10%, rinse and repeat. It's not that. It's this new international economic resource-based order. That's the vision. And so if you go to the Wikipedia entry for technocracy movement, you can see the technocrats' plan there. Technocracy is the, and this is from 1938, technocracy is the science of social engineering. Technocracy is the science of social engineering. Does that sound manipulative to you? Because it should. The scientific operation of the entire social mechanism to produce and distribute goods and services to the entire population of this continent. And this ties directly back to what John was saying, because technocracy is very, I mean, what we're seeing the control grid emerge now, what we're seeing in all of this is something very much more autocratic and despotic than anything that we saw throughout the 20th century. And Larkin, Texas, you know, reminds us of Evgeny Zamyatin's We, which is, I think, the worst of all of the genre. That's what we're seeing. You don't need to stop somewhere. People will be treated like things. Think about how robots are treated. There's no consideration for a robot's autonomy because it has none. People are considered the same way in an autocratic, technocratic system. You have no will of your own because you're not autonomous. You have no autonomy, no personal autonomy. So, you know, that's what the scientific operation of the entire social mechanism to produce and distribute goods and services to the entire population of this continent represents. We'll just have robots do stuff like Jeremy Rifkin is talking about. So, continuing, for the first time in human history, it will be done as a scientific, technical, engineering problem. And then they said this, there will be no place for politics or politicians. And I've talked about Pared Khanna's Technocracy in America, Rise of the Info State, where he says, you know, democracy is messy, it failed. Oh, and now that entry is gone. That's interesting. Why is that entry removed? So he says, you know, there should just be one supreme leader and he should have some advisors just to kind of pacify the people. My advisors all agree, and a wise man has many counselors. So, you know, yeah. There will be no place for politics or politicians, finance or financiers, rackets or racketeers. Right, because there will be only one racket, and it's this racket. Technocracy states that this method of operating the social mechanism of the North American continent is now mandatory because we have passed from a state of actual scarcity into the present status of potential abundance, like, again, Jeremy Rifkin is talking about, you know, nearly free goods and services, precipitating the meteoric rise of a global collaborative commons and the end of capitalism. These guys have been working on this for a long time. So, skipping the gibberish, concluding, technocracy will distribute by means of a certificate of distribution available to every citizen from birth to death. Doesn't that sound fun? Technocracy will distribute by means of a certificate of distribution available to every citizen from birth to death. Can you see the cashless society incorporation? Can you see the immunity certificate aspect of this, or the immunity passport, the vaccine certificate component? Sorry. And speaking of that, it might be both. It might be a vaccine certificate that gives you an immunity passport, but only for a certain period of time. Because again, if you go back and listen to the excerpt Del Bigtree talking about basically the failure of the Moderna vaccine to provide lasting antibodies to this thing, it's like, you know, they're engineering into the vaccine the sort of planned obsolescence concept, where you have to keep coming back and re-upping and re-upping, just like everything else. I mean, why, if you are vaccine manufacturers, we've heard some honesty here and there, like from Ursula von der Leyen when she was asked, so, you know, by the television anchor, in the interview of the clip that we played, you know, she was asked directly, so should the people own this vaccine? If it's, you know, a global thing, it's for the survival of mankind, should people everywhere own it? And she says, yes, we have many stakeholders, and that is why, you know, we brought this, you know, in other words, no, the people should not own it. There's a fortune to be made. We're all going to become obscenely wealthy, those who are stakeholders. You know, the vampires have taken over, and now they hold the stakes. They are stakeholders. And they want to drive the stakes through the hearts of their victims. So, you know, if you're a stakeholder, then you stand to make an obscene fortune, another obscene fortune. And I feel like de Balzac's axiom applies with force here. But just to finish, you know, technocracy will distribute by means of a certificate of distribution available to every citizen from birth to death. And then continuing, they talk about the technate, you know, encompassing the entire American continent from Panama to the North Pole. Because the natural resources and the natural boundary of this area make it an independent, self-sustaining geographical unit. That's the technocrats' vision. So these people, you know, who are they? And if you can't see how someone just arbitrarily deciding for you and for everyone else is patently un-American, then I guess I'm at a loss. I don't know what else to say. So with that, back to Jeremy Rifkin, Zero Marginal Cost Society book. Rifkin uncovers a paradox at the heart of capitalism that has propelled it to greatness, but is now taking it to its death. Rifkin uncovers a paradox at the heart of capitalism that has propelled it to greatness, but is now taking it to its death. The inherent entrepreneurial dynamism of competitive markets that drives productivity up and marginal costs down, enabling businesses to reduce the price of their goods and services in order to win over consumers and market share. Parenthetically, marginal cost is the cost of producing additional units of a good and service if fixed costs are not counted. And so the pr- problem with that statement, you know, the paradox at the heart of capitalism, the inherent entrepreneurial dynamism of competitive markets. It's disingenuous. I mean, there is an element, that a very nuanced sort of element of competitive markets, but it's only, you know, the super capitalists competing with one another. The market has been, you know, the free enterprise concept has been eviscerated almost entirely in America. And the monopolists have long been in control of the markets they've created. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We'll be right back. that last time.
Welcome back. So the coronavirus scare, the COVID-19 SARS-CoV-2 scare is just really a manufactured crisis. And it is a manufactured crisis. I mean, even the World Health Organization has acknowledged that the numbers are so minuscule, even the contrived numbers, and they are contrived. You know, there was that New York Times story, death toll soars. Was it NYC death toll soars past 10,000 in revised virus count? And of course, you know, the subhead, the city has added more than 3,700 additional people who are presumed to have died of the coronavirus but have never tested positive. I don't know about you, but I've heard several stories relayed to me. They were firsthand accounts conveyed to folks that I've spoken with who say, and I talked to so-and-so, a personal friend, who said they went down to a clinic, the line was long, they were going to get tested, and they were like, you know what, I'll just come back later. And they got a note back that said, you tested positive, even though you never tested. You were presumed positive. What? I never even got a test. I was presumed positive because I have a sniffle or a fever. And, you know, many of those I've heard, not many, but, you know, I've heard a few of those who subsequently actually did get tested and tested negative. And I've also heard anecdotally that the positives are not removed. Once, you know, in this case, someone is presumed positive and then test negative, and, you know, so I don't know that to be a fact, but I've heard that. Anyway, the point is the numbers are bogus. Even the bogus numbers are minuscule, and so it is a contrived situation. It's a manufactured crisis to usher in all of these other things. I didn't get to the three things I intended to share, but I'll do that tomorrow in their entirety. Clinical trial, folks dying, which would incorporate what Del Bigtree talked about, and then some other fun stuff. So I hope it was somewhat informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.